and we're coming back into the second hour of the Barden Report. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. EJ Barden is my name, and sorry, my screen wasn't fully up. My fault. We have a caller, if he's still there, Mike in Kentucky. Okay, Mike again, yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening, yeah. Well, what's new? Something new now, I hope, today.
I don't know. I don't know what's new. I know what's old. I grew up watching a lot of interesting, you know, I don't know, technology type science fiction shows and how bright and great the future was going to be. And I would read Popular Mechanics and Popular Science and Omni and Future Magazine and all this stuff. And you'd see all these neat inventions and ideas that people came up with, you know, and you're like, wow, oh, they've solved the world's food problems, you know, with these floating fish farms that could provide the entire world's protein needs. And of course, as I started paying attention, you're talking about food insecurity and waste. I remember the story of the pilgrims and how the fish and stuff were so plentiful in America that the native original nations or Native Americans, whatever they're called, whatever's politically correct, they would use fish, small fish that were not edible, I guess, really, to fertilize the corn. And that was a big trick there that they taught the pilgrims to help them survive. And lo and behold, you know, sometime back in the 90s, I saw, I think it was Popular Science. Maybe it was originally Popular Mechanics, you know, they did a reprint on, it was probably about the time Woody Harrelson came to Kentucky to plant a hemp seed. And they're talking about all the stuff to do with the, you know, products and things that could be made. And it would be interesting to see a treatise or an experiment done on cutting down, say, 500 acres of this pulpwood down in Georgia. If you've ever seen pictures of these monospecies forests, they're all loblolly pine. It takes like 16 years to grow it up to a size that the companies are willing to harvest for pulpwood for paper. And paper mills just smell horribly with all the chemicals, you know, around Hallsville, Kentucky, and down in around Savannah, Georgia, different places people may know of where there's paper mills. You go to drink out of a water fountain, and you taste it in the water fountain, the chemical smell. And so it'd be an interesting experiment to see, you know, over the course of 2 or 3 years, how much hemp, you know, say, I don't know, 1,000 acres versus trees, you know. I have seen estimates they could solve the world's hunger problems just in the state of Georgia with hemp and floating
industrial hemp. I'm trying to get a better word, but just to separate it from smoking cannabis, which I have no time for whatsoever. Friends of mine who have their brains are now fried. I know it's a soft drug, it's not a hard drug, but absolutely, I'm searching here. I said it last week and the last few weeks you're on, that I have a listing here. I'll probably have to regenerate it off the internet. I had a fantastic listing when RBN was advertising from Hemp USA, and the guy was on that. He, in Canada, the multinationals got it made illegal in America to grow commercial hemp, and it has hundreds and hundreds of uses. But the forest you're talking about, that's correct. Those crap forests, those Scandinavian pines, they're meant to grow in a cold climate over 30, 40, 50 years, and then they're seriously good quality wood for construction. And that's a useful thing. But that rapidly produced wood is absolutely crap, and the amount of water it's taken out of the ground is shocking as well. So it has nothing to I agree, it has nothing to recommend it whatsoever. And the paper industry, again, I'm a terrible, offender there. I use a colossal amount of printed paper, probably 2,000 pages a month printing down, and at least I can buy it cheap here. But it's not probably paying a fair price for it. But, the uses
of...
It's not
your fault or my fault that the, you know, that some... alien archaeologist may come to the planet in 10,000 years and go, gee, they had all the technology to solve their problems, but what was, why didn't they? You know, why did they kill themselves off?
Yeah, that's right. The technology, is weaponized against us. You know, it's the deep state using the technocracy. Patrick Wood, and I get his stuff every day. He pumps out an enormous amount of stuff. I have a lot of it in storage. Good God, I'm overrun with stuff to read. But we are in a terrible matrix. They have the technology which they're using against us, which can track us.
I ran across a story that I had printed out in the year 2001. Let's read the title. I haven't looked to see if it's went down Orwell's memory hole, but it says, U.S. wins Spain's favor with offer to share spy network material. It was published, I think, in The Guardian and The Telegraph, or they both contributed to it. It is Isambard Wilkinson wrote it in Madrid for, I guess, The Guardian and The London Telegraph. But anyway, I noticed, you know, the paper that it's printed on is already crumbling, and the ink, of course, is faded a little bit, so I photocopied it to try to darken it up a little bit just so I could keep it to preserve it. But I think that is one of the issues here, and people don't realize it. They may have archived a lot of family memories on CD-ROMs or DVDs. Yeah. That medium is also in jeopardy, the early versions especially. Or the mid-90s anyway, when you first had your, you know, burnable DVDs and CDs. I've got original music CDs from back in the mid-80s that you can hold them up and you see pinholes through them. The light will shine through them in places. Oh. And the tracks on the audio tracks on those CDs, you can see the individual tracks of data almost like an old record. And they still play. But I've got stuff that's, you know, 10 or 15 years old that won't play. And it's kind of weird. Some DVDs, you can scratch the heck out of them, and they'll still play.
One of the tape players, the good quality tape players like Pioneer in the car, provided a friend of mine was listening to this in a big way. It hasn't been usually those CD, not the CD player, the tape player, the traditional old-fashioned tape player. Polydor and Maxell made tremendous quality tape, but the player is right over the heater unit in the car, and it overheats. If they weren't suffering too much heat, those tapes can last for years and years and years. And there's a move back to vinyl records, would you believe? Young people have discovered what vinyl records are, and the record companies are producing modern records on vinyl, old-fashioned records now in the UK. It's a big thing here. Would you believe?
Yeah,
so there you are.
No, I can believe that. And the medium may outlive, and that's what I was getting at with hemp paper. Hemp paper I've held in my hand as far back before, and I don't know if the library still lets you grab it off the shelf like I did. But
and imagine it's good quality. It's good quality, is it? Yeah.
A rebound. I have volumes of stuff from the 1890s that is still really good, but this book that I held in my hand from 1822, there was two copies of it in an undisclosed location, we'll say, right on the shelf with the rest of the books. And it was a rebound volume of the Constitution, and included the original Titles of Nobility Amendment from 1822 as published by State of Kentucky. And back before 1850, all process and mandates were done in the name of State of Kentucky, and then in the 1850 Constitution, they switched that to Commonwealth of Kentucky. And you can still see that in the newspapers printed in the public notices, because they'll use both entities when they publish some public notices.
Yeah. But one of the things about using recycled paper, and I don't do it anymore, because the quality is crap when you print on it, and it tears very easily. It's a pain in the face, but it becomes a posturing thing. You know, there's too much posturing in modern environmentalism. You know, if you take the posturing people out of it, et cetera, like we used to slag off people who were driving Toyota Prius. Well, the amount of energy needed to make that Toyota Prius is three or four times more than the fuel it would use in its entire life. So
an electric car, and then you're talking about a hybrid electric car. The Honda Prius is a hybrid electric car for the most part, I think. There may be some pure electric models, but any pure electric car, just by the nature of its design and the materials, the processing and the mining of those rare earth metals, you're talking about 7 to 8 years of carbon emissions before the thing gets drove off the dealer's lot.
Right. That's right. And the other thing about this idiot chancellor we have here, Philip Hammond, another cretinous posture, although he's conservative, he's given a grant to go ahead with electric cars. Well, the UK national grid is on the edge all the time. We've barely enough power to keep going. And this year, they've just made it through the winter. But if 15% of UK cars became electric, the national grid would collapse every morning. So
well,
that's a joke.
I don't know how it is over there in jolly old not so great Britain, but the not so United Kingdom, but here in America, our state legislature in Kentucky just essentially put a 70% tariff on solar power because people that could generate enough solar power to run their meters backwards got a full credit per every kilowatt hour that they produced, and they never got paid for it. It was just simply a credit with their rural co-op or their electric company, and then if they used more electricity than they generated, then that would be taken off their credit. But the legislature, in their great wisdom, reduced that to 30% now. So,
too much subsidies given to these. It's like I was talking earlier briefly about these wind farms, which are the bane of my life. They are an appalling edifice. And eventually, when the subsidies are being taken away from them, those wind farms will be rusting hulks, and there won't be even enough money to take them down.
Well, the subsidies you're talking about are just subsidies to construct them. The wind farms, by law, are only allowed to put 30% of their electricity on the grid, and that's been that way since almost day one when I first read about it, probably 10 or 12 years ago.
That's an American thing. And again, it's self-defeating. That's to protect the utilities. I mean, it's
exactly
a joke. But it's again, it's riven with crime again, like everything.
So what do they do? What they should do, and they are working on this, is ways to store the power. When the wind blows, you take that 70% you're not allowed to sell, and you put it into pumping water into tanks or reservoirs, where you can do hydroelectric when the wind isn't blowing, you know? I mean, this could be done in eastern Kentucky where they've created this coal hole economy, and you could have, just like they have in some places down in North Carolina, you could have hydroelectric dams that you pump the water up into when your wind farm is not allowed to sell all of its electricity. But now everybody's trashing Trump for putting a 30% tariff or putting tariffs on a lot of stuff, but Barack Obama, in his war on coal mentality in 2012, put 35% tariff on imported solar panels. Now, do you think that was to protect the innovation of the domestic solar industry? I don't think so. I think it was to protect the current model of long-distance distribution of electricity.
Sure.
The smart grid, encroaching smart grid.
The friends of George Bush, Enron, destroyed the national grid by not investing in it, et cetera, et cetera. But there you are.
There's a lot going on with Enron and that financial bubbles and stuff they were popping up. But what I originally called about, you were talking about the bone density in the Mediterranean diet. There's several other things to look at there. One of the things is it's a lower sugar diet, but oregano has huge antifungal properties, and so a lot of Italian dishes, you know, you walk around smelling like a pizzeria, but you know, oregano is wonderful. I can almost eat it, you know, 50 cents worth in a meal, and but they have done studies. Dr. Becker, that I've watched his show for years, Your Health, he cited a study that says if you supplement D3 and get your blood level up to a beneficial level of about 80 micrograms per nanoliter and magnesium in conjunction, you can increase your bone density by 1% a month. That is better than any of these prescription Bonevas or any of this stuff that they're making billions of dollars off of, and it doesn't cost you very much at all. You know, 2,000 units a day for vitamin D is pennies. And then you can get some, you know, magnesium citrate tablets, but I like a tea that's made out of a powder called Calm Magnesium.
That's what I read out earlier on, that Mike Adams, from his research, and he's a very thorough guy, said that 250 milligrams of magnesium a day will keep people who are prone to depression out of depression. Now, that is
it would cost them billions. The sick care industry, just with the, you know, probably less than $20 worth of supplements a month between probiobiotics and some of these, you know, essential fatty acids and vitamins that our sad American diet or the Western diet is depleted in. It is funding a lot of big pharma with the sick care industry walking all the way to the bank. It would cost them
diet and proper food and diet and health would cure 90% of your ailments and get rid of the pharma industry in a few years. Absolutely. Okay, but if you can get a listing, I'm looking for it myself. I got to move on to other things. A listing of the uses of hemp. It's I think it's into the thousands of commercial hemp. If you can get hold of a listing of that, let me know, okay?
Yeah, there's a book about it called The Emperor Wears No Clothes, I think, that has it. But there's a lot of issues there that need resolved besides how useful it is.
It's outstanding. The liquor industry is trying to get in the way of it.
You know, weird echoes in our phone right now, so
okay.
I'll let you go.
Okay, take care. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you. Okay. Just looking at the system we're on here, Twitch is very good. Protected by Twitch at several levels. Okay. Something to do with Southeast Virginia. Okay. Right. They were saying there about, cheese as a long-term prepper's item. That's for sure. They said, nevertheless, preppers know that hard cheeses can last for years and still taste really good. Well, that's where they develop penicillin from, isn't it? True, the aging process does sharpen the taste of cheese and some of the health benefits and lessons. Yeah, with a beer as well, it's pretty good. But we are talking about survival, not culinary perfection. To extend shelf life, store hard cheeses in original wrappers or in a highly closed container to keep moisture out, etc. Okay. But it's definitely up there in the high on the list with garlic, which is a miracle food and is a great one for protecting the heart and cleaning out the arteries. That's for sure. But the list of today of some of I won't read out too much internal gut bacteria stuff on that, but we'll see anyway. Okay, we'll go to this break in the second hour, and we should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Really just trying to put together a coherent list of stuff today about food and medicine, more than the same thing, really. Proper food and help you run your own health system as well. But they said the three demons being sugar, salt, and the fat, the wrong kind of fat. But they've introduced here in Britain a sugar tax on drinks, which is correct. You should just simply say to the drinks industry, drop out 50% of the sugar now. That's a tax the industry. And it's going on the retail price, which is the wrong way around again. But one thing, just as an aside, they've introduced in Scotland a maximum price on alcohol, which means that the price of booze has gone up drastically in Scotland, which means people will be driving over the border of Scotland into Berwick on Tweed, that's the nearest town south of the border in England, to buy booze. So it'd be a good idea to set up an off license in Berwick on Tweed. But when they used to have these exceptionally high taxes on booze here, the booze crews, people driving across the ferries to France, loading up with a month's supply of booze and coming home again, not even looking at anything in France. But they used to call them the booze crews. That was a bizarre aspect of the 1990s in Britain, just to rationalize that some of the duties on drinks since then. But they say how to detoxify yourself from sugar, a day-to-day guide. And Zoe Skye's writing this article for Natural News. And she's saying here, do you know that quitting sugar can help you lower your risk of developing diabetes, heart disease, and liver disease? I was told, and I'm certainly overweight, that if you never took a drink in your life, and you're obese, you could die of sclerosis of the liver. Well, that frightened the life out of me, because the liver is surrounded by belly fat, and it's like you were an alcoholic on alcohol. But there you are. So these health conditions have two things in common, meaning heart disease and obesity. sugar as a culprit, they all have a place on the list of 15 causes of death. If your diet consists of sugar-rich foods, your blood pressure can skyrocket. This can cause inflammation, which is connected to obesity. And they just stuck together here. If you're overweight, yes, put my hand up there, your hormonal system may be unbalanced and you can wreak havoc on your weight. While it can be difficult to go on a sugar detox, nutritionist cautioned that quitting the sweet stuff completely is the most effective way of removing bad sugars from your system. On the bright side, even if you go through sugar withdrawals, which are inevitable, a sugar detox done correctly has significant health benefits. And say the 21-day sugar detox roadmap. I say if you're not sure where to start, follow the 21-day sugar detox roadmap outlined by Lorraine Kearney, a sugar detox expert. I see. Kearney is also an associate professor of this, that, and the other at City of New York University. Okay. Cut out the sugars in your diet fat. Well, if you start listening to bleeding obvious here, but cut out all visible sugar, you're still eating too much sugar in processed food. That's the short circuit of this article here. I won't go into all the technical details. I'm trying to make a big thing out of this here, but it is a demon. It is after, and it's shockingly destructive to children in so many ways. But white sugar, super refined sugar, natural sugars are a totally different matter. But anyway, slightly connected to that, fluorinated chemical pollution is still spreading. There's no end in sight. And Isabel Z is writing this article for National News. Well, one of the articles I read recently was that it turns your pineal gland into concrete, virtually. It's an appalling thing, fluoridated water. The new report shows just how serious fluorinated chemical pollution has become. The problem has grown dramatically since it was first reported in America, drinking water, and communities 20 years ago, with the number of contaminated sites rising steadily despite the fact that some of these chemicals are no longer used. PFAS are a group of chemicals that were used in hundreds of products throughout the years. Two of the worst ones have now been banned. PFOS, a chemical that was used in Scotchgard and other fabric coatings, which was used in Teflon and other cookware. However, many manufacturers have simply found chemically similar alternatives that are mostly untested and may prove to be no safer at all, perhaps even more dangerous than their predecessors. And as it stands, nearly all Americans' blood is contaminated with PFAS. We're all contaminated with something. Well, the biggest horror story was Flint, Michigan. The lead level has permanently damaged children there. It's extremely hard to detox from lead contamination. Another big source of contamination, especially at military sites and airports, is firefighting foam, which is rich in chemicals. Okay, we go to the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Coming back in from the bottom of the hour break. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name. Sorry, she gave out the phone number. If you've anything to add to this, it's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We're talking about food and diet, looking after your health, which is one and the same thing. Again, children are not taught that in school at all. But we're reading about this briefly, touching on toxins and this fluoridation of water, the hell it's causing around the world. Another big source of contamination, especially at military sites and airports, is firefighting foam, which was rich in chemicals until it was replaced with another substance. The Environmental Working Group, which has just updated its interactive map to show new contamination sites. I don't know who the Environmental Working Group are. I presume they're not a part of the deep state. Just 52 sites were listed. In 19 sites where the map was launched 10 months ago, it now counts 94 sites across 22 states. This number is only likely to grow, with EWG Editor-in-Chief Bill Walker telling the Asbury Park Press that he believes we're not even close to knowing the scope of this problem, as more and more communities carry out tests, the number of affected areas continues to grow. Okay. The state of the state with the dubious distinction of topping the list of PFAS sites, that's dangerous chemicals, is Michigan, where the problem is so extensive that Governor Rick Snyder has set up a PFAS action group. One big contributor was the Wolverine footwear firm, practice of dumping tannery waste at dump sites throughout Kent County, where they made their way into local rivers and well as drinking water. In fact, MLive reports over there that two of the area's polluted residential wells have the highest known contamination levels in drinking water on record. Michigan has 30 known PFAS sites in total. Whoa. This is Flint, Michigan, again, where the lead was in the water there, which used to be a General Motors plant there. And I say they dumped a fair amount of crap there as well. New Jersey is another state that ranks highly, as it recently became the first one to create enforceable standards governing PPF, this phrase, PFOA's list of chemicals. And they're also saying that in drinking water, human studies have linked PFAS exposure for certain types of cancer, along with high cholesterol, thyroid disorders, and weak immune systems. Well, the amount of people I know with thyroid disorders is just shocking. These are massively on the increase in the UK, but most of it is from pollution. And I have to say that Jim Lee, he has put this out himself. He has suffered a tremendous health setback. Jim Lee of Climate climateviewer.com. He is going in for serious surgery in the next month or so. He has Lyme disease, and he's suffering from other complications as well, and thyroid problems. And he's asked people to pray for him, and that we will do. But Jim Lee is a world-class expert. He's been on this program many times, describing what's going on in climate manipulation and cloud seeding, etc., etc. And his site, climateviewer.com, is outstanding, and the graphics, he's a natural graphics artist, is outstanding. But he is suffering shocking health setbacks at the moment, and hopefully he'll be okay in a month or two's time. That's Jim Lee, if you would. But they're asking the question here, kind of ridiculous question, why isn't the EPA doing something about this? Well, the current creature that's in charge of the EPA now is trying to dismantle the EPA, and the previous EPA was working hand in glove with multinationals. So it's a revolving circle of crime. And it says here, despite these dangers, the EPA has yet to set strict guidelines for the chemicals in drinking water. That's absolutely a shocking statement. Currently, there are non-enforceable advisory guidelines of 70 parts per trillion for the two chemicals combined, which greatly exceeds the amounts found in to be safe by studies. 25 senators have formally asked the EPA to declare maximum contaminated levels for PAS chemicals, which would make the chemical part of the contaminants regulated by the Safe Drinking Water Act. What the hell is the Safe Drinking Water Act? Is useless unless it's enforced. And to talk about guidelines, I mean, the multinationals will just trample all over that. Meanwhile, a handful of states have set or proposed lower levels, with EPA tests revealing PASF chemical contamination in public drinking water systems that service 16.1 million people across 33 states. It's time that something is done about this growing problem before more people become ill. With such widespread contamination, your best bet remains investing in a good water filter, or an osmosis water filter, to ensure that contaminants and heavy metals don't make their way into your drinking water and put your health at risk. And it says, read Fluoride News for more coverage of water fluoridation. Hey, that's just a thing on fluoridation. I could do endless stories on that. But related to this thing in Nature, a look under the surface at how Mother Nature recovers from pollution. They're showing a weeping willow tree, which I haven't seen in a long time. said it takes a vigorous team effort to clean up pollution. Well, the thing of it is, it's the best thing they ever threw money at, because there's a tremendous amount of jobs and work in cleaning up pollution at every level. Nowhere is that more clear than in the Nature and groundbreaking Canadian study sheds an informative light on the intricate teamwork between tiny bacteria, fungi, and willow trees to restore a polluted environment, according to Science Daily. Okay, let's see what he's saying here. Researchers from McGill University and the University of Montreal drew inspiration from the ability of hardy, fast-growing trees to not only survive in healthy, heavily polluted areas, but also to clean up toxic heavy metals and petroleum byproducts that contaminated the soil. Don't know how they do that. The willow tree in particular was well known for its ability to remove pollutants and restore soil quality. Oh yeah, and it's using its roots in the soil. This natural cleansing process is called, phytomediation. Willows accomplish this by creating secondary metabolites, specialized compounds that help plants cope with environmental stresses like pollutants. Though a biological mechanism called secondary metabolism, that's all the technical stuff. The joint Canadian research team took a closer look at these vital processes by examining the roots of willow trees in Montreal suburb that was contaminated by petroleum hydrocarbons. They implemented new techniques that could detect the creation of gene products like metabolites, but more than one organism in the ecosystem. This looks like a clean-up job for Mother Nature. Well, I didn't know. That's incredible. Willow trees have this incredible capacity. I presume that if you do with this soil that's slightly contaminated. Both willow trees and fungi react to pollutants by altering their relationship with the microbiology in the soil. Rather than undergo secondary metabolism themselves, they encourage the growth of enterobacteria pollutants. Okay, the teamwork to save the environment. Well, that's just part of a story that's going on in Montreal in Canada. We're back here to a story about cannabis. Weeding out, in brackets, out bad research. Scores of data prove medical cannabis is safe and effective. Well, it's well known in the UK you can get a prescription for MS. Multiple sclerosis victims are getting a lot of relief by using that. But for a long time, cannabis had a bad reputation. It was portrayed by the media, as well as the government itself, as a sort of dangerous gateway drug that most must be avoided in order to live a productive and successful life. Well, any severe abuse of anything will pose a problem. However, times have now changed. Nowadays, there is plenty of information about the benefits of using cannabis, particularly when it comes to pain relief in patients. Now, a special journal issue. Say who's writing this article? David Williams of Natural News is writing this article. Based on online report, it appears that a special issue of the European Journal of Internal Medicine was created with it, the aim of bringing cannabis into mainstream medicine. As the report states, medical cannabis is a truly safe and effective choice for pain relief. Researchers are therefore calling for it to be properly established as a treatment in the modern medical arsenal. Special issue of the journal contains a number of definitive studies, as well as comprehensive overview of all the currently available evidence on the uses of cannabis and derived medical products from it. The researchers also call for even more research in order to improve the evidence base that can be used in the future. According to Victor Novak, professor at the Ben Gurion University in Israel, and a guest editor on the specialists, it's basically time to reboot research on cannabis and make the whole world know of its beneficial properties. We feel it is absolutely imperative to not only present the current state of affairs, but also propose the development of scientific research program within the paradigm of evidence-based medicine. He said, our ultimate aim should be to scientifically establish the actual place of medicinal cannabis-derived products in the modern arsenal. He said, the main problem is that, in the view of some experts, is that despite the fact that cannabis has proven itself useful over the course of a few centuries for pain relief, it's still pretty much shunned in the eyes of the general public. Indeed, its effectiveness as a sleep aid, as well as many other purposes, often gets overlooked. As of now, there is still very little evidence on the safety and effectiveness of cannabis for patients, mainly for two certain legal restrictions on its use. This has essentially put a roadblock in front of potentially significant. We have to get a list of industrial hemp-related items. I'm sure we'd cover at least an hour to read them out. And I need a website to back it up. Compounds in green tea show promise in treating Down syndrome. New one on me. They even help prevent facial features associated with the disorder. Janine McCarroll is writing this article, and I'll just briefly go into this thing here. Among the myriad of health benefits of green tea, studies suggest that green tea supplements may help treat Down syndrome in babies, might even prevent the development of the classic facial features associated with the disorder. The researchers turned to the green tea compound, EGCG, to inhibit the enzyme. Oh, my God, another one. Study published in The Lancet Neurology involved 84 young adults with Down syndrome and were divided into two groups. The first group were given the decaffeinated green tea supplement containing 45% EGCG and weekly online sort of. After the trial, the scientists found the green tea group better with the supplement. This is the first time that a treatment has effectively shown efficacy in the cognitive improvement of persons with Down syndrome. Okay, looking for Marl Evans, said Maria Dresden, senior author of the study. Well, that's a new one to me. We don't have a lot of very, very detail, but green tea and Down syndrome. Look up the relevant articles, and that's on Natural News if you type that in. Green tea showing promise in treating Down syndrome. Okay. And again, getting back to another problem, even if you're eating well and exercising well, are you being hit with cellular phone waves? Our cellular energy ebbs and flows according to our circulation, circadian rhythms, according to research. I don't know which, so we skyrocket this, see which cellular energy they're talking about here. To ensure that you stay healthy, you know you have to rest. Now a study has revealed why we need to get enough sleep at night. I don't think we have to be told that. According to researchers from the University of Basel, energy metabolism also follows the rhythm of the circadian clock. The study has exposed exactly how that works, spikes, explaining the link between circadian rhythms and the mitochondrial network for the first time. Okay, I'm not going to get too deep into this, but there are various genetically controlled clocks inside different parts of the body. Sure, each of the organs of the body has a kind of electronic communication system. That's why transplant people have to have drugs to not reject the new organ. Anyway, there's any simple tips to help you sleep better. Exercise early. Follow a soothing pre-sleep routine. Keep your bedroom cool and dark and quiet. Skip caffeine and get rid of Wi-Fi sources in the house. And your mobile phone, do not have that in the room when you're trying to sleep. But anyway, they're saying here, I have to mention it, because we had a big avoidance problem in food. We're just a hop, skip, and a jump away from buying and consuming genetically engineered food. Well, I thought that was rampant in the United States, anyway. And saying here is so far it has been pretty easy to avoid consuming genetically engineered food. Not in America, this is a labeling problem. Buying organic and looking out for non-GMO project verification can give you an assurance that you are getting anything, not getting anything genetically engineered. I don't know where this Isabel Z writing this article. That's varies greatly in each state, my friend. And some states have permitted to not believe in GMO. Okay, we're coming up to the last break of this hour, and we should be back in a few minutes.
An ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
And we're coming back into the last few minutes of this hour, and we're just reading a piece here on avoiding GMO foods. And Isabel Z indicating here that it's easy to. Not, I didn't think it was in America. Anyway, a new wave of genetically engineered food is about to hit the market, and loose regulations will make it harder to distinguish these foods from their natural counterparts. This means it's going to start taking a far greater effort to know what to look out for in the grocery store and restaurants. Sure. Take the example of in the Impossible Burger, in brackets. It's a plant-based burger, bleeds just like a beef burger, but would like a beef burger would, thanks to yeast that has been genetically engineered to resemble the soybean roots. When this soy legumulogen breaks down into a home protein, it gives the burger a blood red hue and makes it sizzle when grilled. Supporters tout its clever skirting of the ethical problems posed by meat production, but is it ethical to try to pass this off on humans as real food? After all, the GMO soy legumulogen breaks down into 46 proteins that humans have never consumed, and no one knows what risk it could pose. When the company that produced the burger asked the FDA to confirm it was generally recognized as safe, the FDA essentially refused, saying that its safety for human consumption hadn't been established, and the FDA isn't exactly known for being strict about such matters. So that's really saying something. However, the company didn't need FDA approval to sell it anyway. So it has now been sold in restaurants where some diners have been erroneously told it's not genetically modified. Whoa. Another GMO product sneaking onto the store shelves is Arctic Apple. It won't be labeled as GMO, so lots of people will read the Arctic Apple label and just assume it's a different variety. These apples are created using RNA interference, a technique that turns down the expression of the genes that makes apples turn brown and mushy over time. It is avoiding the natural browning that occurs on sliced apples. When they have been left to sit for a long time, worth the potential health consequences of eating genetically engineered apples. She left out a word there. When the problem can easily be remedied by squeezing the squeeze of an organic lemon juice, most people probably wouldn't think so, but they may not know what they are getting when they buy these products. Consumers don't want genetically engineered food. A New York Times poll in 2013 found that 3/4 of the people are unwilling to eat GMO fish, while 2/3 said they wouldn't eat meat that has been genetically modified. That's probably why the companies producing these so-called foods are going so far out of their way to make sure that they pull the wool over consumers' eyes who care about such things and convince those who don't know much about it at all. Actually, presuming it is a good thing. Remember the hype about golden rice? They said that this rice would be able to save 1 million kids a year. This was 17 years ago, and the beta carotene enhanced rice still isn't on the market after millions invested in development. It has been a spectacular failure and a great example of how messing with nature can go wrong. Most of the genetically engineered foods that are now available don't really benefit people, and in fact, they often have the opposite effect. They have been created to restrict pesticides, yet somehow increased pesticide use, filling people up with cancer-causing glyphosate, etc. In the process. Okay, we're coming up to the end of this first hour, and we should be back in about 2 minutes.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.